The weeds started talking to me, and I walked off into an adult practice in which everything has changed. All is talking, all dispersal. Almost every pedal stroke, another thought on the motion through time, which could be measured if degrees of leaning before a gust were a proper measure. It pushes towards a conversation, towards these weeds giving me kind advice, hiding things from me, capturing wind-worn effluvia. They who have replaced the native grasses. They like it when you call the tumbleweed a Russian sage. Lots of us like it when the weeds grow up in the piles of creek stones left after the gold rush. I cycled past them, my body kind of crumpled up. I had tiny second and third brains stuffed into my left and right quadriceps, and somehow the autumn hatchling flies made it all the way up my navel. Yes, I did catch my finger in a spoke. Perhaps this was when the weeds piped up. I had to ask them questions, a sprezzatura in their half answers, leaf flecked with finch poop. I'm pedaling and kind of glad they're trying to decorate me with burrs, etc. With their resonating little hollow stalks, I literally whistled my question into. It was topsy-turvy thing when the leaf got into my ear hair, when I went over the handlebars, when I slept in them. When you slept in us, your sleeping talk reminded Earth that words dry out too. When I slept in them, they were trying to keep the conversation alive. There was a tarweed stock from the old boardwalk who talked about a piece of chalk was thrown by a former farmer back in the ground, was found wedged in some hardened clay, who tried to draw night into day. The bunch grass could not be less impressed. She'd seen this fog before. She'd seen us before, trying to improvise light sparks from a wheel, a fire sweeping through and wiping out her drier friends. I don't know. I guess I woke them up. They wake me up. I can't be sure who's talking. I try to explain to Derek that I like to talk to animals and that the weeds talk back. I don't exactly like it, but I slept in them. They keep the objects thrown from car windows off my head, though not out of it. The weeds and me talking over each other. It's inelegant. But underfeathers stick to that conversation, even when it wanders and the winds subside. So there's a little veracity for you, real as the day smell of lingering onions is lingering. Dream and remember and wake up as we go down post-cathonic. You'd think we, the weeds and I, and a car would have already made a utopia. For example, a weed with zigzag happiness inside itself. When I press my eyelids inside myself, endangering sight in the song and design of them, irritable reaching, they're up to my flowers and thornlets growing. Pollinators alone at home in their throes. A weedy spiral issues forth from my fingers and keeps our profitable animal-vegetable confusion going all up in the air.